We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation in all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So we're in this unique time of the church year, and we're going to focus on the theme of the year, which for our purposes here at Trinity this year, we're going to have a theme for the Lenten season that is centered on the fact and the sentiment that once you were in darkness, but that was once, now you're not. And so the Gospel of St. John is going to serve as the basis for our text for tonight, for the sermon. The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. So grace to all of you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So, like I said, we're in that special time of the church year, that time we call Lent, where we sort of refocus and kind of hone in on what we should be recognizing about our sinful nature and the depth of that and the fact that we are, on our own, in our nature, enemies of God Almighty. And so we take this time of the church year to reflect on that and turn our attention, better yet, to the one place we can turn to find deliverance from our sins, and that's the suffering and the work and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And so the season of Lent is how many days long? 40 days long, okay? So as many of you know, and if you don't know this, 40 is a very significant number in the Bible. So during the time of Noah, the rains came down and flooded the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. Israel spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness before entering into the promised land. During the days of King Ahab, Elijah traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he arrived at Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. And of course, our Lord Jesus Christ, during his time on earth, that number 40 was very significant in the sense that that was the number of days that he was in the desert with the wild animals and with Satan's temptations before he left the desert, having conquered temptation to come into the culture and bring God's kingdom with him. And so with these events in mind, that's what we do, is at this time of year, set aside 40 days to prepare ourselves for the annual remembrance of Christ's crucifixion and, better yet, with what it ends with, his resurrection, okay? So we set these 40 days aside to remember and reflect on our sin, both our sins and our sinful condition. And we reflect during that time as well, not just in the sinful condition that we live in, but we also remember the fellowship that we have with God through his Son, Jesus Christ, and his Holy Spirit. And so on this Ash Wednesday, as we enter once again into this season of Lent, it's appropriate that we reflect on both of these things. We are sinners, but we are also saints because of the work of Christ. And so we give proper weight to both in order that we might have the fullness of the appreciation of what our God has done for us through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So the year was 1829, and two men, guys named Wilson and a guy named Porter, were convicted of robbing the U.S. Postal Service, and they were sentenced to death by hanging. About 3 weeks before the time of their execution, that both men were actually pardoned by the president. Now, as this pardoning came down, one of the men, Wilson, apparently refused this pardon. And so this presented everybody with a real dilemma. Who had ever heard of such a thing? And as this took on a life of its own, this case eventually made it to the Supreme Court. And when it was handed over to the court, they handed down their decision in these words. This is what they said. A pardon is a deed to the validity of which delivery is not complete without acceptance. It may be rejected by the person to whom it is tendered, and if rejected, we have discovered no power in this court to force it upon them. Now, you might say that Wilson was acting incredibly foolishly by refusing to accept the pardon and ultimately receive his death when he could have lived. We could look at a situation like that, and we can go, oh, yeah, that is really dumb. Why would you do such a thing? But that happens all the time in our world, doesn't it? When it comes to life and living it eternally. And that's what this season is about, is us understanding. See, that whole thing about reflection on our sins is not some kind of weight that our God wants to put on us. Whenever you're feeling the weight of your sins, you know who's putting that on you? The enemy, not our God. So what we do in the midst of Lent is we do reflect on those things that we have done, that we've gone against God's will, where we have fallen short of the glory of God. And we, instead of getting crushed under the burden of those things, we turn to the one who has made joy and peace and assurance and life possible. But you know where that all has to start? If you want the joy of God, you know where you got to begin? With recognizing you need God. You can't rejoice over the fact that you had a successful surgery by the surgeon if you don't know you don't have a disease and had to go to the surgery in the first place. And so Lent is this time, it's more than just starting a diet. It's more than just denying ourselves something that we like for a little bit of time. We're called to take a deeper approach to our relationship with God and really contemplate what is going on there. And like I said, that begins with understanding the nature of what and who we are in front of Him. Now, if you dwell on that long enough, the fact that we're the enemies of God, that will scare you. It'll scare you badly. In fact, if we dwell on this long enough, it will crush us. But this is the cool thing about our God. He doesn't want us to stay there in that frightened state. He went through a whole lot of trouble to show us that we are something different within Him and with faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. So He doesn't want us to live in the guilt and the burden of being His enemies. He wants something better for us. And so it starts there with that recognition that we do have a problem, but better yet, we have a God who is willing to go to great lengths to take care of that problem for us so that we don't have to live on a daily basis with the weight and the fear of our sins. So this is the promise to you as you reflect on your sins. Anytime you take those things to our God, guess what He does with them? Chucks them out the window and forgets all about them. And He says, I want you to live in that new way. I want you to live in that new freedom. I want you to remember how that was all taken care of. And so we're always pointed to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and the perfection that He lived His life with so He could go to the cross as the perfect sacrifice for you and me. And that's what we have to remember. God didn't take away the burden of our sin so that we would have to continue to live in fear. He sent His Son so that we could live in peace, live joyful lives, live assured lives, live knowing that everything between heaven and earth is all right. It has all been conquered, and we don't need to fear anything our enemy throws at us. And I really love the fact that this year in 2018, the season of Lent begins on Valentine's Day. And God bless you for being here tonight on Valentine's Day. That is so cool to see so many people here. And because the reason I think that it's so cool is because Valentine's Day is about what? Well, it's a man-made holiday about love, right? Okay. Hallmark did a really good job on this one. But what is at the core of everything our God is about? Love. And not some kind of Hallmark greeting card love. His love is so deep that the universe is not big enough for it. His love is so deep that He sent His Son to pick up the tab for the things that you and I should be paying for. But our God goes, oh yeah, they can't pay for this. So I'm going to have to take care of this for them. And He did. And so I love this fact that shouldn't be lost on us, that this day where the country or maybe even the world is celebrating love, our Lord is saying to you and me, hey, I love you in ways that you can't imagine. Don't ever forget that, because that's what I want you to walk around with on a daily basis. Everything has been taken care of, and live in that. And so we get to go through all of this reflection that we're entering into in this season with the unique tone that it has, and sometimes the somber and really dark tone that it can have, because Good Friday, as you know, can get really, really dark in its nature, right? But we always know that what is coming. As bad as Friday is, we know that Easter Sunday is just a couple of days away, and that's who we are. We live in a Good Friday world, but we are Easter people, right? And so that's what I want us to remember. Do we give weight and proper recognition to the fact we're sinners? Yes. Only because our Lord says, I want you, as soon as you recognize that, to run into my arms, where we forget about all of that stuff. And now you live in a new way, with my arms around you, with my love, with my assurance, and with everything that I have, because you're my kids. God bless it to be so this Lenten season, and always, as we live as his people. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we do thank and praise you that you give us these times of the church year where we get to remember how powerful your love for us is. We thank and praise you, Lord, that every time we go to you and take our sins with us and hand them over to you, that you just wash them away and forgive. So, Lord, help us to live in that forgiveness, and help us to truly live in that peace, mercy, and joy that you want us to live in, so that we might live lives without fear, as you call us to, that we would live as people of the light, not as people trapped in the darkness of our sins. Lord, thank you so much for all you do for us, and we ask this in the name of the one who makes it all possible, Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.